Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. And it's Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the late pick four and all graded stakes pick four at the fairgrounds that culminates with the Kentucky Derby prep, the Risen Star. So, Jim, we'll start with the grade three Mineshaft, race nine at a mile and a 16th for four-year-olds and up. And I had trouble narrowing this down. I'm interested to see what you thought of it. What's your take on the Mineshaft?
I did too. I mean, for a seven-horse field, it's really, really tough. I mean, Hit Go is going to get the money just because it's Brad Cox, and the horse obviously won the Dubai World Cup last year. This is a little less challenging, but he hasn't really come around that well. And first race as a six-year-old in 2026 has been off since the Clark at Churchill. So I think Hit Go may be vulnerable in his first time back. So I want to take some shots with some new shooters, some younger horses that may be coming into their own. And it starts with Accelerize for Johnny Velasquez and Todd Pletcher off a win in Louisiana. The prep for this at a mile and 16th, won by a neck, his second straight win. And he comes into this race 3-for-4 lifetime. So lots of upside for a very young four-year-old, only four lifetime starts. So Accelerize is my top pick to knock off Hit Go. Can also use Cadet Corps out of that same race for Kelly Breen. And this horse only lost by a half a length to Louisiana to Accelerize, and actually almost beat Just a Touch. So at 36-1, Paco rides him back. He's taken a big step forward. He could take another one. He's also cross-entered at Laurel. So you got to take a look at that when the entries come out for sure on Friday. So Cadet Corps may be skipped to Laurel, but I think he stays here at Fairgrounds for this one. And then the other one I took a shot with is Chad Brown's horse, Time to Win. Two straight wins. Broke his maiden at Aqueduct with a 103 buyer. That's not something you see every day. And followed up with a win at Gulfstream at a mile. First time at Fairgrounds. Five lifetime starts, but has always been in the money. Another young horse with a lot of upside. So I'm going to go four deep in a seven-horse field.
Yeah, I kind of have the same inclination here as you in that I'm thinking it could be one of these up-and-comers that I'm going to put Hit Show on the ticket just in case because of his back class. But I'm thinking he's very vulnerable in this spot and will take a lot of money. I took Accelerize on top as well off that 97 buyer in the grade three Louisiana. Had a couple of works since then. And with just the fourth start off a layoff, this horse could still have another forward move coming for the Pletcher Barn. So that's who I took on top. And then I took Time to Win, the Chad Brown horse that you mentioned, that 103 buyer, two back. If he could get anything close to that, that stacks up as well as anything in here in terms of form. Stowaway was a little bit of a price horse that I took a look at. The horse had a 100 buyer figure last time out in a race at the Fairgrounds in the Tenacious Stakes for Whit Beckman. Had run a bang-up race at Keeneland in his previous start back in October. So this was off a couple of months of a break and ran really well. Now has a couple of more months. And if he produces anything like that or even a little better, could be right there. A little leery of the 2-for-17 lifetime, but he hadn't been with Beckman for all of that time. He's only had him for his last five starts. So maybe he's figured something out with this horse who has improved in the buyer scale over the last four outings and has, again, had a little bit of time off since the last one to go in this spot. And then the other one I'm going to just throw in there out of respect for the Asmussen Barn is the one Duke of Duval. Looks a little light on the buyer scale, but has won three of the last five and has improved steadily through that time as well, four straight improving buyer figures. And Sir Grayland, who beat him by just a length of three quarters, two back at Churchill, is a nice horse. Could have a shot in here were he in it. So I'm going to put Duke of Duval on the ticket too and go five deep. The 10th race is the grade three Fairgrounds Stakes. They're on the turf for this one at a mile and an eighth, four-year-olds and up. I took Brilliant Birdie on top. It's B-E-R-T-I, so I always want to think this horse is a mare, but Brilliant Birdie for the DeVoe Barn, and she again is having a great winter at the Fairgrounds. This horse is really battle tested, ran third in the turf mile at Keeneland last fall, beaten just a length in a grade one, has won a grade two. Only one start at a mile and an eighth gives me a little pause, but just on the class advantage, I'm going to take the two Brilliant Birdie on top. Kapuna, the seven, has really improved. Maybe it was the move to the grass. Maybe it's the move into Norm Cassie's barn. Maybe it's both, but horse is in really good form. Laganos was second to Kapuna in the prep for this and has kept good company, so I'll put him on the ticket. And then Agate Road I'm going to throw in. Doesn't stack up really on form, but this horse was off a long layoff and ran a mediocre comeback race for the Pletcher barn, and then Pletcher ships him over to Louisiana for this graded stakes race off that performance. So just on the angle that maybe there's more there than that Pletcher is seeing than is showing on the form. So I'm going to throw that one on the ticket as well for a price. How about you in the fairgrounds?
I agree with you on three out of the four. I did not use Agate Road. My fourth horse.
Understand that one.
Cameo Performance. Cameo Performance is my fourth horse. And he owes me a lot.
Yeah, and that's close. Yeah, I'm the same way. I think I finally divorced him, so that'll probably put him in a winner's circle.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When I got down to my fourth choice in this race, I thought, I'm not going to leave Brendan Wallace off here. I mean, he's shown a lot of ability. He just can't win. And he hasn't won since August of 2024. But he's got 96 buyers in his pocket. He's been competitive at Kentucky Downs, Keeneland, Woodbine, Turfway, and Fairgrounds. So they moved him around. This is his second race in a row at Fairgrounds. He got beat by Kapuna and Laganos last time out. I'm using those two. But he was only a length and three quarters off the win. So stretching out to a mile and an eighth might help him a little bit more. And I'm just thinking that Ben Curtis takes them out. That's not a bad move. I read Ortiz was riding him, and he's not available. But Cameo Performance is my fourth choice. Brilliant Birdie to me is the horse that if I had to single someone here, I would single him. 7 for 13 lifetime, 98 buyer in the turf mile at Keeneland. This race is not nearly as tough as that one with Rhetorical and Program Grading beating him there. And he's just extremely consistent. Big earner, $2.4 million for Cherie DeVoe. And I just think that he's the class of the race. Might need one. Been off since October. So that's why I went a little bit deeper. So I used the same two horses, the other two horses you used, plus Cameo Performance, just in case he breaks through.
Race 11, third leg of the late pick four at the fairgrounds, is the grade two Rachel Alexandra. Always a key prep on the road to the Kentucky Oaks. This three-year-old fillies, obviously, at a mile and a 16th. How'd you see this one?
Well, I am putting my money on Brendan Walt here because I really like Bella Ballerina. Both those races last fall, the Keeneland race was very impressive. Came up light on the buyer scale, but a 70 buyer at 6 furlongs for her breaking her maiden. And she's obviously wanting more distance, and she's going to get it here. She got it in the Goldenrod. He had a 3.5 length lead at the top of the stretch and only won by half a length. Jeff Thingy was in that same race and was closing. So that's a possibility, but I just think Bella Ballerina is the class of the race for Godolphin and Brendan Wallace. And I'm going to single her here in the pick four. Cherie DeVoe's filly, powered by family, was tried on the turf last time. She took it off the turf, and she ran so well, they're going to try her again on the dirt, but the fact that they wanted to get her on the turf kind of brings me pause there, that she's just trying something here. So I'm not going to use her. Love Your Neighbor coming out of the Silver Bullet Day, got beat a neck by Taken by the Wind, ran really well, and if I had to use a second horse in here, it would be Love Your Neighbor or Michael Stidham and Luis Saez, but going to single Bella Ballerina for one of my favorite trainers, Brendan Walsh.
Yeah, I like that one a lot as well. That's who I had on top. I like the fact that she's had 6 works since January 1st, and Walsh can certainly get them ready to win off the layoff, and it's not a long, layoff anyway. So I like Bella Ballerina. I know from interviewing the folks around this horse, they are quite high on her, and this could be her springboard into the Oaks. I took Powered by Family I'm going to go four deep on my ticket, even though I like Bella Ballerina a lot. I took Powered by Family. It's DeVoe and her go-to guy, Jose Ortiz. And it was big improvement in the maiden race that she won last time. And she was favored in that race off a poor performance previously. And that suggested to me that there's a thought that there's a lot of talent here, as she showed in that race. So I'm going to take Powered by Family as well. Majestical improvement with the two turns at the fairgrounds caused me to add that one to the ticket. And then Agrippina for Lindsay Schultz, a big improvement when moved to the dirt off a layoff, and then gets the hot jockey set a great meet the Lopez at in this spot. So I'm going with those four, but I do like Bella Ballerina a good bit, as you do. The 12th race is the Grade 2 Risen Star, culminates this all graded stakes pick four. Three-year-olds going a mile and an eighth would lead them into the Louisiana Derby next month. Paladins, certainly going to be the favorite off his win in the Grade 2 Remsen, won it by two lengths at a mile and an eighth. The runner-up Renegade came back to win a Derby prep last weekend. But I took Courting for an upset in here. And the biggest reason is I think the mile and an eighth is going to do wonders for Courting. Now you're saying he went a mile and eighth in the Remsen and ran fourth, beaten seven. Yeah, but he got squeezed back at the start, rushed up into contention on the far turn, looked like he might be a contender as they turn for home. He's fading, and then re-rallies, gets fourth, and on the gallop out was right up next to Paladin. So off that performance, and certainly the trouble, but just off the way the horse ran, I'm thinking this horse really needs this mile and an eighth because he's by Curlin out of a Bernardini mare. And the other thing was they're adding blinkers, and this horse looked like maybe it was a little unfocused. And so the blinkers could be the thing that does the trick for Courting to show some significant improvement and in doing what he really wants to do, which is run a mile and an eighth and further, I think. So I'm going to take Courting to try to catch an upset here for Paladin and give Todd Fletcher a third straight weekend with a Derby prep winner. And then I'm also going to put Golden Tempo on the ticket. Horse didn't have a big number in the second out win last time there at the fairgrounds, but just showed a lot of maturity in the way that he won the race up the rail. It's the Phipps family on the ownership of this group, in the ownership of this one. And I think this is a horse that could also, with Curlin as the sire, show a lot of improvement with added distance. And just off the professional way that he won, I'm going to put him on the ticket as well, although I think he probably comes up short to one of the other two. How about you and the Risen Star?
Well, Paladin, in some circles, is the top-ranked contender for the Derby now. It's a favorite, went out with an injury a couple weeks ago. So Paladin is the obvious choice in here. But the horse has only raced at Aqueduct, and he hasn't traveled. He's been off since December. There's a couple of horses in here coming out of the LeCompte. One of them that you mentioned was Golden Tempo. Golden Tempo, I'm going to put on here. 2 for 2 has done nothing wrong, and did take a step forward and came from way out of it in LeCompte. He was seven lengths out at the top of the stretch and won by 3/4. But I'm also going to use Carson Street out of that race because I think that he took a step forward off that maiden special weight win. And actual Concepcion was riding that day. Ben Curtis takes him back, and Ben is the one who won his maiden, though, by 11 lengths. So, again, Brendan Wall says this one, Carson Street to take a step forward and be challenging here to Paladin and to Golden Tempo. And then my fourth choice in here is Brad Cox's horse, Quality Mischief, just because he comes out of the comp. He was 29-1, not getting any money at all, and closed well to get within three of Golden Tempo. So I hate to leave Brad Cox out in a Derby prep at Fairgrounds. So four deep in here, Paladin's the obvious choice, but I think he may be a little too obvious in here.
Time to do the pick four tickets, and I'm going to go with a $60 ticket, Jim. Five deep in the first leg, 1, 2, 5, 6, and 7. Second leg, I like Brilliant Birdie a lot, but I'm also going to include Kapuna. So just two deep in there for me, the 2 and the 7. Race 11 in the Rachel Alexandra, I'll go four deep, 3, 5, 7, 8. and then three in the Risen Star, 247. That is a $60 ticket. How about you, Jim?
I went a little deeper than that. I only spent $32 with my single in the Rachel Alexandra. So I went four deep in the kickoff, 2356 with 2579 with three with 2348 for $32.
Nice card at the fairgrounds on Saturday, and a long day with 12 races. But best of luck if you're playing there or somewhere else. You'll be watching a lot of hoops, maybe the Olympics. Just make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account so you can play the races when the right opportunity lands in front of you. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that is the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.